The Ukraine's detained former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has launched a hunger strike to protest what she claims was widespread vote rigging in this past Sunday's parliamentary election. International observers have also expressed concerns about the ballot in which the ruling party of regions claimed a victory while far-right party entered the political arena for the first time. Regional correspondent Stefan Boss is in the Ukraine and filed this report.
Though they did well, official results show Ukraine's pro-Western parties were unable to defeat President Viktor Yanukovych's Party of Regions and its communist allies. Main opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko was unable to run in Sunday's parliamentary vote as she is serving a 7-year prison sentence that the West claims is politically motivated. She is accused of abuse of power as prime minister in a 2009 natural gas deal with Russia. Yet even behind bars, the 51-year-old Tymoshenko remains defiant, saying she has begun a hunger strike to protest widespread election fraud and an unfair campaign. Her lawyer, Serhiy Vlasenko, read her statement to supporters. If I were with you now and had an opportunity to act freely, I would, without doubt, call on you to stage an indefinite protest, and together we would show these fraudsters their place, as we have done many times before. He quotes her as saying, I declare a hunger strike to protest against these fake elections and the illegitimate parliament. International observers are worried too. Andrea Gross, the head of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe, views Sunday's vote as a clear step backward.
And I add to this step backwards that today Ukraine is in the same situation like in the last years of Kuchma's regimes. And that was very bad because there also people feel excluded, alienated from the political organization, and they had to think about how to take back, so to say, the role of a citizen in a democracy.
The government has denied wrongdoing. There is also concern in Israel and within the Jewish community that nearly 1 in 10 voters cast ballots for the far-right Svoboda, or Freedom Party. Its leader called Jews the enemies of Ukraine, though he later denied anti-Semitism. Alex Miller heads the Inter-Parliamentary Ukrainian-Israeli Committee.
In Ukraine, we don't understand why they give them the opportunity to go to the election. We understand the democratics of Ukraine, but this kind of party have to be out of the parliament.
Most votes for Svoboda came from Western Ukraine, where people have been furious about the perceived pro-Russian and anti-social policies of the government. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Boss in Uzhhorod, Western Ukraine.